What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. I'm pretty sure you guys know my name. I've been on this podcast far too long for you guys not to know my name. But sorry, guys. I haven't been on my podcast since Sunday. Obviously, Sunday was the worst Sunday any Giants fan can envision. But hey, Sunday. Look at it, it's Tuesday. We're moving on. Week two is gonna be happening. Week two will be kicking off this Thursday. And guys, don't forget, I will be doing my picks for week number two tomorrow with a special guest. So stay tuned for that. So yeah, guys, week two we're gonna be kicking week two off with the Minnesota Vikings going on the road to Lincoln Financial Field to play Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I hope to God, I actually feel good about this game. I think, and like, I'm not gonna make my picks today. Obviously, today's Tuesday. I'm gonna be doing my picks tomorrow. And guys, also to let you know, I will be doing my picks every Wednesday. You know, because Thursday will be obviously Thursday night football. Kicks off every new week in the NFL season, so I will be doing all my picks every Wednesday. So, just letting you guys know about that, just in case you forgot. But I feel good about this game because the Eagles, they don't look as dominating as they once were last season. And look, I understand it's week one. It's hard to be great in week one. I mean, we saw a lot of crazy things happen. The Los Angeles Rams beat the Seattle Seahawks. So week one, it gets very weird. The Vikings lose to Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Week one shouldn't bother anyone. It's the beginning of the season. Players, especially the young guys and the second year players. The second year players, you expect to see improvement. You expect to see the players that you drafted last year. You expect them to be better. I think this is going to be a good game. I'm excited. Obviously, I'm hoping the Eagles fall and lose this game because I don't want them to win. But the Eagles didn't look that good. And like I said, I understand it's week one. But the Eagles didn't look that good. They didn't look that good against a mediocre Patriots team. So I'm excited, I'm excited to see this game, and it's so crazy because I'm gonna be rooting for a team that the Giants beat in the. Every Giants fan's gonna be rooting for the team that we beat in the playoffs. We eliminated the Vikings in the wild card game. The Vikings looked horrible last week. Kirk Cousins, Obviously, we all expect to see this Vikings offense be one of the best in the NFL. They didn't look like that. The Vikings defense, the Vikings defense wasn't bad, but it wasn't good as well. They made Baker Mayfield look like old Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, he was making plays left and right, let's see what happens. But guys, I didn't come in here to talk about that. I came in here to talk about the Giants. The NFL season, it didn't start the way that a lot of us Giants fans wanted it to start. The Giants got brutaled. They got brutal. The Giants got massacred by the Dallas Cowboys, not scoring a point. I mean, it's tough, you know, because, you know, you it's a divisional game. And, you know, these are, you know, divisional games are very, they're very tricky because you don't know what to expect. Oh, man, it sucks. You know, it really sucks because I said this yesterday. I thought that game we could have won. I mean, the Giants offense, like in the first first 5-10 minutes of the game, the offense started rolling. We started driving down the field, and John Michael Schmitz. And it's understandable. You know, he made a bad snap. And Andrew Thomas jumps off sides. And then we go for a field goal. We get a field goal block. You know, so it's tough. You know, but, I mean, it's embarrassing. You know, like, you don't want to see that. You know, like, and some Giants fans were saying, like, that loss was worse than any Joe Judge loss. A lot of Giants fans. I mean, it sucks because you don't want to see that, especially like the Giants had a really good year last season, going to the playoffs, win a playoff game for the first time in a long time, and then they go into the season and they get smacked up. I think the one thing we can take away from this game is this. We just got smacked in the face, and I feel like we gotta realize that we're not one of those teams that need to be cocky. We're not one of those teams that need to act like we're all that, because we're not. We're not as talented as the Dallas Cowboys. When you know, from a talent perspective, we're not as talented. The Cowboys got a better secondary than us. They got a, you know, the Cowboys on both sides of the ball, they're top five. They have a top five offense. They have a top five defense. They got Dak Prescott, who Dak really didn't do that much though. I mean, Dak, yeah, he made some plays, but he didn't throw any passing touchdowns. All those points that the Cowboys put up, I mean, most of them were field goals. And the first touchdown the Cowboys put up, that was by special teams. You know, it was nothing but really Dak Prescott didn't do much. And obviously, that's something that Mike McCarthy is trying to do. He's trying not to put Dak in those situations where he has to show up, because we all saw what happened when he did. When Dak Prescott did try to show up, we all saw what happened. Dak threw picks. He led the league in interceptions last year. So Mike McCarthy, it looks like he's not gonna let Dak throw the ball as much, but at some point you're gonna have to, you know. But that's what the Cowboys did. And a lot of people want to put the blame on Daniel Jones because, he had receivers wide open. It doesn't matter. The offensive line didn't protect him. They didn't protect him. Evan Neal looked horrendous against DeMarcus Lawrence. Obviously, a lot of us Giants fans were expecting a big jump from Evan Neal going into the season. Evan Neal didn't. He's not playing like the best tackle that I imagined him to be. He's not playing like the Evan Neal we all saw at Alabama when he would literally maul opposing defenders. I'm not seeing that, and I understand it's the NFL. The NFL is a totally different league. The NFL is in the high when it comes to. When it comes to talent level, the NFL is in when it comes to talent level, the NFL, they have the talent level in the NFL, it's way higher than college, you know? So it's tough, but you can't, that's no excuse. You're not a rookie anymore. You're a second year player. A lot of people are expecting improvement from you. A lot of people are expecting you to be better. Evan Neal was saying a lot of stuff, how he's losing weight and how he lost a lot of weight and how his stance looks a whole lot better. And all of that didn't do anything for him. You know, a lot of Giants fans were saying how they got to do something with Evan Neal because he clearly doesn't fit the tackle. He clearly can't dominate off the edge because he struggles. And look, it's understandable. Playing as a tackle, it's not easy. You know, it's really, when it comes to succeeding at the tackle spot, it's all about keeping your balance. It's all about keeping your balance and keeping up with the opposing defender. You know, that's really it's all about. You know, we got Evan Neal. He has to show up. He has to. You know, John Michael Schmitz, he's a rookie. He's going to make mistakes, you know, but he's a rookie. I mean, there's some players on did we get brutalized? Absolutely. Did it hurt? Yes, but it's understandable. We got some young guys playing really important positions. The center position is one of the most, the center position is arguably the second most important position on the offense behind the quarterback spot. You got two young guys and Deontay Banks and Trey Hawkins the third playing their first ever football game. There's gonna be some rough patches down the road for these young guys. You know, we got Jalin Hyatt. He dropped an open pass. That shouldn't be surprising. He's a rookie. So, like, we can't overreact because we can't act like the Giants' whole roster. We can't act like this roster is a Super Bowl roster. It ain't. We got a lot of young guys who are learning the position, you know. But everyone's gonna put the blame on the quarterback. Everyone's gonna put the blame on Daniel Jones because the quarter. You know, this is what people say nowadays. The game starts and ends with the quarterback. So it doesn't matter what happens. Everyone's gonna blame the quarterback. But you know, it's so crazy. Because last night when the Jets played the Bills, look what happened to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers' offensive line failed him. They gave up on him, and look what happened. Aaron Rodgers, he's done for the season. Micah Parsons said, Micah Parsons, and I thank him for saying this. Micah Parsons was defending Daniel Jones. He was saying how, Micah Parsons was saying something how the Giants offense, how the Giants didn't protect him. They didn't. I don't know why the Giants kept him out there when the game is clearly over with, like, you have backups. Why are you keeping Daniel Jones out there? You know, like, and like, I understand Daniel Jones, he's not 39, 40 years old. He's not up there as Aaron Rodgers when it comes to age. But look what happened to Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray can't be playing because he injured himself. You know, this is a dangerous sport. It's a dangerous sport, you know, but literally just seeing what happened with Aaron Rodgers proves my point. It doesn't matter how great you are. Aaron Rodgers is one of the most talented quarterbacks in the NFL, not just in the year of 2023 of all time. Aaron Rodgers, he's that good. look what happened to him. He got injured, and he's done for the season. That's my point. Daniel Jones' offensive line couldn't protect him. It reminded me of 2020 all over again. Offensive line not blocking well, penalties, players dropping passes. And we can't use the weather as an excuse. We can't make any excuses like, oh, the rain was the reason why players were dropping passes. Saquon Barkley caught the ball. He got hit. And the ball, right when Saquon got hit, the ball's in the air. The Cowboys get the ball. It reminded me of 2020 all over again. But this isn't Joe Judge. This is Brian Daboll. And you guys know I'm a big believer in Brian Daboll. I said it in the offseason. I'm always going to say it. Because what Brian Daboll shows, he shows something that Joe Judge never shown. And that's discipline. And I think, and Brian Daboll was telling his guys how they're going to have to deal with adversity. Well, they are. And I think they're going to deal with it pretty well. I'm pretty sure the media, I'm pretty sure they're killing the Giants right now. Because that's what they do. And that's why, that's what sucks about playing sports. Especially in the media capital of the world. Being a pro athlete in New York City is not easy. Because the media, they're gonna talk about you in a good way or in a bad way every day. Because that's what they do. That's how they get paid. You know? But there's some topics that the media be talking about, and it's just stupid. That's why I try to keep my attention off of social media, because people just say some dumb shit, and it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't. And I wonder what people are saying about Josh Allen. Josh Allen had a much worse performance than Daniel Jones. Josh Allen had 3 picks and a fumble. And don't get me wrong, the Bills' offensive line was horrible. They couldn't protect Josh Allen. You know? But that's no excuse. Everyone says that Josh Allen is better than Daniel Jones. So if that's the case, why do you think, and this is to every Bills fan, Bills fans, this is what I want to answer from you guys. Why do you think everyone compares Josh Allen to Daniel Jones? Because they're exactly alike. They're both the same height. The only difference between Josh Allen and Daniel Jones is the way they run the ball. And the way they throw it. And Josh Allen, he's a little bit bigger than Daniel Jones. But other than that, there's no differences. They both can run the ball. They both can pass the ball. Josh Allen, he's just a control freak. He can take any hit and he'll get back up. Daniel Jones, he won't take those hits. You know? But why do you think everyone's comparing Josh Allen to Daniel Jones, but everyone talks more trash about Daniel Jones than Josh Allen? It's horrible. If Josh Allen's so great, why is he struggling without Brian Daboll? Why is he struggling without Brian Daboll? Patrick Mahomes, even though the Chiefs lost, Patrick Mahomes, he looked pretty good. The receivers he's playing with are trash. You know? And all those receivers that Patrick Mahomes are playing with are the exact same receivers that Daniel Jones had. It's the exact same. So I feel like people are understanding what Daniel Jones went through. But you know it's so sad when the Giants get so much love. Games like that, when the Cowboys destroy the Giants, that's what happens. I always say this: all the good things that happen to the Giants, it's like all those good things, it's like a dream. It doesn't, you know, we all imagine these good things for the Giants, but karma just bites them right back in the butt because, no, nothing good ever happens. It sucks. So, I don't know what to say. But like I said, it's only week one. The Giants are going on the road to the desert to play the Cardinals. That's a game we should win. The Cardinals are obviously not a good team. We gotta win. We gotta show up. You know? But this is what happens when you're... This is what happens when you get better. You know, the NFL is going to challenge you and see if you're for real. You know, this is what's going to happen. You know, so we better show up. You know, that's all I got to say. But you know, I said this before. The offensive line, if it can show up, we can win games. Daniel Jones clearly has... We clearly can see what Daniel Jones can do if you give him the right pieces. Daniel Jones led that offense with his legs alone and almost scored a touchdown. This offense can dominate. We can dominate opposing defenses. You know? So let's see what happens. But that's all I gotta say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed what I had to say about I hope you guys enjoyed what I had to say today about the Giants moving forward. Tomorrow, guys, I will be doing my picks for week number two. So stay tuned for that. And if there's any updates about the Giants, I'll let you guys know. Or if there's any... if there's any more lists I can think of, if there's any list I can come up with, I'll let you guys know about that as well. If there's any questions or comments you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section on Spotify at my podcast Giants Nation and put down any questions or comments you guys have for me. And yeah, but until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.